Hundreds of displaced people are gathered in a makeshift settlement of tents emblazoned with a UNICEF logo in the town of Bosangwa. On the way to the town, Mia Faro drove through a number of abandoned villages with burnt and destroyed mud brick houses.
The road to Bosangwa was in itself really an experience. You drive and you drive and you drive, and then you come to villages, but no people, just no people, no people, no people. And then burned house, two houses, 10 houses burned.
Mia Faro, wearing a UNICEF t-shirt and accompanied by an interpreter, greets children at the site called Eveche in Bosangwa. One of the displaced people is Fakeram Palcheri, an 8-month pregnant 29-year-old woman who tells Mia Faro how she fled with her 5 children.
When we fled, my husband also fled to the bush. I took the little children, but we went in a different direction. I don't have any news of my husband. Whether he is alive or dead, I don't know. What should we do? We are living only with the help from people.
The UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, who listens attentively as she jots down notes, is moved by the situation of the displaced people.
What's clear is the people, even in the displaced setting, they try to go about their lives. They try to build a little marketplace in a makeshift camp. They try to go about raising their children and living and being safe, and what they really want is to go home. And they can't because they're afraid, and it's truly not safe for them to leave certain confined spaces.
In one shelter, women and their children sitting on the floor tell their stories. One of the children is 13-year-old Umaru Buba.
They took my father and they killed him because they said he was the Seleka chief. They burnt our house and then they threw the body of my father into the fire. They also killed my older brother.
Mia Faro joins children who sing and clap, marking the end of her visit to the site for displaced people. UNICEF urgently needs $3 million in additional funds for emergency relief items like blankets, mosquito nets, jerry cans, and soap for 55,000 internally displaced persons in the Central African Republic over the next 6 months. Derek Imbata, United Nations.